Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
NASCAR on Prime kicks off this Memorial Day weekend with one of the crown jewels of racing, the Coca-Cola 600. 600 miles, 400 laps. This is where legends are made and heroes are honored. And for the first time ever, you can stream it on Prime. See what it takes to finish first. Don't miss the Coca-Cola 600 today at 5 p.m. Eastern. NASCAR, it's on Prime.
Have you ever had something weirdly lucky happen to you? Maybe you found $20 lying on the ground. Or perhaps you were just in the right place at the right time. Amazing as that is, there are some people out there who have survived against near impossible odds and lived to tell the tale. From a woman who spent 80 minutes trapped in freezing water, to a soldier who fell over 4 miles without a parachute, let's look at even more of the luckiest people who survived the impossible. People are always complaining that we're too hooked on our smartphones for our own good, but there's one Ukrainian soldier who would heavily disagree. While engaged in the front lines of combat, the soldier squad came under heavy enemy fire, and one of the bullets found its target. Fearing the worst, the soldier hit the deck and investigated his injury. But instead of a deadly wound, he found that the bullet had shot straight into his phone. Unbelievably, the phone, with the help of a metal dog tag, absorbed the full impact from the 7.62 millimeter bullet and blocked it completely. Jeez, I hope this guy's phone insurance is as good as his luck. Back in the 1920s, health and safety wasn't quite as stringent as it is now, so stunt women like Gladys Roy got away with performing all kinds of dangerous tricks. You know, like changing the tire of a biplane while it was in mid-flight. Yep, she just climbed from one plane to another while carrying a tire, with no harness or anything. It's lucky enough she didn't fall to her doom right then, but Gladys actually secured her fame with an even more death-defying stunt. Along with fellow stuntwoman Ivan Unger, she climbed atop the wings of a biplane, waited until it was over half a mile high in the air, and then started playing a game of tennis. Yeah, you heard that right. Technically, it wasn't a proper game of tennis. It's pretty impossible to hit a ball to someone when you're both traveling through the air at 80 miles per hour, and the duo's legs were strapped to the plane, so they couldn't just slide off. But considering they'd left the aircraft on a basic autopilot, a strong bout of turbulence could have sent the plane plummeting to its doom. Amazingly, though, both survived without a scratch and went on to do it many more times. Brings a whole new meaning to the phrase mile high club, doesn't it? I can think of one thing that's far less risky than standing on a plane, though, and it's following my podcast. I'm always uploading fresh, amazing content, so if you do, you'll never be in danger of getting bored again. All done. Okay then, everybody's been woken up at some point by a bump in the night. As scary as it can be, though, it's usually something small like a door slamming or your cat knocking something over. However, when Canadian Ruth Hamilton was abruptly woken up one night in October 2021, it was by something far worse. An ear-splitting boom made Ruth bolt upright from her bed, and as she did so, she realized her hair was singed. Confused and disoriented, she looked around her dark room and saw a gaping hole in the ceiling. Even more worrisome, though, was what lay on her pillow, a red-hot fist-sized rock less than an inch from where her head would have been. As unbelievable as it sounds, a meteorite from outer space had smashed straight through the roof of her house and landed on her pillow. Considering meteorites can travel up to a blazing fast 44 miles a second, the fact that Ruth's head wasn't turned into human jam is nothing short of a miracle. Now she says she's keeping the space rock as a memento of her lucky escape and to impress her grandkids with. Sure, Grandma, sounds more like the start of a supervillain origin story to me. If you've ever been skiing, you'll know what a chilly thrill it can be. Unfortunately, however, it can also be extremely dangerous no matter how much experience you have. Swedish radiologist and avid skier Anna Bogenholm found this out the hard way back in 1999. Anna was skiing with a couple of her colleagues in the Narvik Mountains in Norway when suddenly she lost control. Out of nowhere, she began plummeting down the mountainside like a rag doll. Then she smashed headfirst through an 8-inch-thick stream of frozen ice. Her head and torso got completely lodged, trapping her in ice-cold water with no way to breathe. And though her colleagues quickly found her, it proved impossible to pull her out. Miraculously, Anna found an air pocket beneath the ice to breathe in, but it wasn't a permanent solution. Still waist-deep in freezing cold water, she needed to be rescued and fast. More people arrived on the scene to help, but the ice was so thick they couldn't dig through it. After 40 minutes, the cold finally got to Anna, and she fell unconscious. At the same time, her heart stopped beating. It took another agonizing 40 minutes until her rescuers finally managed to dig her out, and when they did, Anna had zero signs of life. She was rushed to hospital, and a team of over 100 doctors and nurses worked in shifts for 9 hours to try and save her. When she arrived, her body temperature was an astonishing 56.7 degrees Fahrenheit, the lowest body temperature ever recorded at the time. 9 hours later, the medical staff's incredible efforts restarted her heart and got her temperature back to normal. And not only that, Anna survived the ordeal with no long-term effects whatsoever. It turns out because she was in the cold water for so long, her body had time to completely cool down before her heart stopped. This meant she hardly needed any oxygen to survive, so despite her heart failing, she managed to live long enough for the doctors to save her. My heart almost stopped just hearing about it. Now, whether you drive or not, the idea of being involved in a car crash is terrifying for pretty much everyone. Some crashes are worse than others, though, like the insane accident Caleb Whitby was involved in. One foggy night in January 2015, Caleb was driving down the Oregon interstate when the semi-truck in front of him span out of control and jackknifed. Caleb, unable to slow down in time, plowed straight into the back of it, flipping his pickup. That by itself is pretty shocking, but it was nothing on what happened next. As Caleb watched on in horror, a second tractor trailer came hurtling towards the back of him. He closed his eyes, gripped the steering wheel, and then, bang! There was another almighty crash. Metal and glass shattered and crunched all around him as the second truck ground into the first, with Caleb in the middle. His pickup was crushed like a soda can, and yet, somehow, Caleb was alive in the middle of it all. In fact, he barely had a scratch on him, though that still sounds like something out of my worst nightmares. Regardless, he was helped out of the decimated vehicle and lived to tell the tale. But how? Well, Caleb owes his life to crumple zones. These are areas on a car that are built purposefully weaker than the rest, so that if you crash, they crumple instead of the important bits, like the parts around you. And they certainly did their job for Caleb, absorbing all of the impact of the crash so that his seat and body remained intact. Now, I've never been to Niagara Falls, but I'd love to visit. The trio of waterfalls are renowned worldwide for their outstanding natural beauty. I wouldn't, however, like to jump in the water at the top of them and ride the current off the edge. But some people apparently do like that idea, like the guy who did exactly that back in July 2019. Sometime in the early morning, a man was observed climbing over the retaining wall above the largest of the falls before diving into the pool. Unsurprisingly, he was quickly dragged towards the edge before being swept straight off and plummeting a dizzying 188 feet down the vertical cliff edge. Yikes! And just to make it worse, Niagara Falls is known to have huge, deadly boulders lying beneath its waters, yet somehow the man was found on the ground below, harboring only minor injuries. Yep, you guessed it. It turns out that he was actually Superman. Okay, just kidding. It was a super lucky escape, though. You see, at the time, Lake Erie, which flows into the falls, was experiencing the highest water levels it had ever seen. Because of this, water was rushing from the lake to the falls with much more momentum than usual. So, when the man jumped in, he was swept to the edge and propelled off with greater force, overshooting the boulders below and living to tell the tale. Hopefully, this taught our wannabe Darwin Award winner that retaining walls are put up for good reasons. The next time you're having a bad day, you'll be glad you got this far in the episode, because the story of Betty Lou Oliver is so wild, it'll make even your worst day look like a fairy tale. It all started back in July 1945. It was the final months of World War II, and 20-year-old Betty was working on the 80th floor of the Empire State Building as an elevator attendant. At the same time, the young, competent, but overconfident Captain William Smith was flying his B-25 service bomber on a return mission to New York City. Conditions were extremely foggy, but Smith ignored advice to land. Suddenly, Betty heard a tremendous boom. The whole world seemed to splinter, and before she could react, she was thrown off her feet and sent flying through the air, before smashing straight into a wall. Her pelvis, back, and neck all broke instantly. Captain William Smith, however, had suffered worse. Due to the fog, he'd underestimated how high he was flying and piloted his plane smack bang into the side of the building. It was a mistake that cost him his life. Reacting quickly to the carnage, first aid workers rushed to Betty and lifted her onto a stretcher before rolling her into the elevator to take her down to safety. But just as they pushed her on, things got a whole lot worse. The cables, weakened by the crash, snapped. Betty got an almighty jolt before being sent hurtling 75 stories down the elevator shaft. That's a huge 1,000-foot drop, and remember, she was already severely injured. So, how the heck could anybody get out of this one alive? Well, when the cables holding the elevator broke, all 1,000 feet of them pinged down the shaft faster than the elevator itself. They hit the bottom before Betty did and acted as a cushion, dampening her fall. Which, yeah, is absolutely insane. Though battered and broken, Betty made an incredible recovery and was back to full health in just 8 months. Wow, you can say she really bounced back from that one.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
NASCAR on Prime kicks off this Memorial Day weekend with one of the crown jewels of racing, the Coca-Cola 600. 600 miles, 400 laps. This is where legends are made and heroes are honored. And for the first time ever, you can stream it on Prime. See what it takes to finish first. Don't miss the Coca-Cola 600 today at 5 p.m. Eastern. NASCAR, it's on Prime.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Think back to the beginning of this episode and you should remember the woman who narrowly avoided being hit by a meteorite. That's crazy, don't get me wrong, but it's kind of what meteorites do. They fall from the sky. Pickup trucks, however, generally don't. Which is why one resident of Kwamakutha, South Africa, got a big surprise when they were rudely awoken by one smashing through their ceiling. Unbelievably, neither the driver nor the homeowner were injured, which is crazy enough in itself. But considering pickup trucks isn't a type of weather, this story is as crazy as they come. When asked how it happened, the truck's driver simply said he drove over a ramp of some sort. Witnesses say the car went flying off the road before coming down hard on the house, but I'm failing to see how that's even possible. it didn't just land vertically, it landed backside first. When I was a kid, I got lost in the local grocery store and ended up crying about it for days. So if I'd ended up in a life or death situation, I'm sure it would have been game over for me. But young AJ Elfalak is obviously made of sterner stuff. Back in the fall of 2021, the 3-year-old Australian boy sparked panic when his parents realized he'd gone missing from their New South Wales home. A huge search operation was called into action, but after 3 days, hope was beginning to run out. Then, incredibly, the boy was found just a half mile from his house, alive and drinking water from a local creek. He wasn't just alive, though. He seemed relaxed and content in his predicament. AJ has autism, and researchers reckon it's what helped him survive his 3-day ordeal. Apparently, autistic children are often less aware of danger than others and enjoy exploring more, too. They're also more likely to be less sensitive to pain. This would certainly have been helpful considering the Australian bush is known for its nasty biting bugs and harsh drops in temperature. So, rather than panicking like most of us would, young AJ kept his cool and just got on with it until he was found. What a little legend. Next up, you could argue that everybody who came out of World War II alive was ludicrously lucky, but Alan Magee, a U.S. ball turret gunner, really pushed his luck to its limits. Magee was in the ball turret of his B-17 bomber flying over German-occupied France in 1943 when suddenly the plane was hit by anti-aircraft fire. Wasting no time, he climbed out of the turret and into the main body of the plane to grab his parachute. But his heart quickly sinking, he realized it had been torn to shreds. Then the plane came under even more fire, blowing a whole section of the right wing off. Chaos erupted and the plane was flung into a deadly downward spin. Before Magee could do anything, he passed out from lack of oxygen. But just as the B-17 was about to explode, the force of its spinning descent sent him shooting out of the side. The unconscious Magee soared through the air before plummeting over 4 miles down to his certain doom. Only, it wasn't to his doom. Instead of colliding straight into the ground, the ball turret gunner smashed through the glass roof of the Saint-Nazaire railroad station. And, miraculously, it was this that saved him. Despite 28 shrapnel wounds, several broken bones, and severe damage to much of his body, Magee survived. The glass had broken his fall just enough to save him from becoming a pancake. After being taken as a prisoner of war, he was given medical treatment and stayed in fascist-occupied France until the war's end. And he ended up living to the grand old age of 84. Boy, what a tale to tell the grandkids. There are a few things I look for when trying to find a new place to live: a nice house, a friendly neighborhood, and a general lack of deadly tornadoes. But if you live in Texas, it's tough to find somewhere that's got all three of these. Back in March 2022, 16-year-old Riley Leon found this out the hard way. The teenager was driving back from a job interview in Elgin, Texas, when he suddenly felt the back of his pickup truck jolt upwards. Before he could even react, the rest of the car followed, and Riley was lifted completely off the ground. Holding onto the steering wheel for dear life, he braced as the entire vehicle was flipped in the air and came crashing back down to the ground, on its side. But the nightmare wasn't over yet. As Riley continued to grip the wheel, the truck began spinning around on its axis, like some kind of messed-up merry-go-round. After a few seconds of this disorienting danger ride, the truck was lifted back up off the ground and, remarkably, landed on all four wheels again. Wasting no time, Riley hit the gas and accelerated away from the tornado and back to safety. Despite needing medical care, I'm glad to say he's doing okay, even though his truck is in desperate need of a new paint job. I don't know about you, but I'm prone to getting claustrophobic if I'm in a small, enclosed space, which is why I'd probably be a goner if I'd have been in the same position as one 11-year-old Filipino boy was back in April 2022. The Philippines is prone to all kinds of extreme weather, and that month a huge tropical storm was wreaking havoc across the country. The boy, called CJ, was at home sheltering from the storm with his family when the unthinkable happened. A colossal mudslide careered straight into the side of the house, smashing through it and devastating the building. By sheer luck, CJ wasn't hit by the initial blast, and used his quick thinking to run into the kitchen and, believe it or not, climb inside the fridge. By knocking all the food out, clambering in, and shutting the door behind him, CJ managed to secure himself protection from the raging storm. But his ordeal wasn't over. From his tiny, pitch-black chamber, he could hear a hurricane laying waste to everything outside. And it carried on for hours, sending the fridge flying and breaking CJ's leg. But the boy didn't move and ended up hunched inside for a total of 20 hours before the storm finally died down. So, by the time a rescue team eventually arrived on the scene, you can bet the poor kid was ecstatic at being taken out of his self-imposed prison. Despite having been in a fridge, I'm sure he was anything but chilled out. Now, it's hard to imagine anyone more down on their luck than the homeless. But even the unluckiest people are sometimes thrown a bone or two. Like Robert, a homeless man from Denver who was riding his bicycle across the road in the fall of 2008. Out of nowhere, a reckless driver crashed straight into him, knocking him to the ground. But instead of stopping to check if he was okay, they drove right off again. What a jerk. In Robert's first stroke of luck, though, a passerby was kind enough to call an ambulance for him, and upon arriving at hospital, it was found he only had minor injuries. Now, getting hit by a car and coming out of it with just a scrape is pretty lucky. However, Robert obviously wasn't happy to settle at just that. After spending a few hours in hospital and getting released in the early morning, he got back on his bike and started cycling again until he came to a railway bridge. In the distance, he could see the lights of a train approaching, but hey, surely he couldn't be hit again, right? Judging himself to have enough time to cross, Robert got off his bike and made a run across the tracks. Though, apparently, he judged wrong. Before he could get to the other side, the train rammed into his backside, and he was flung headfirst off the bridge. By some miracle, it was only a 10-foot drop into the creek below, and Robert again managed to avoid serious injury. He got lucky that time. But there's a lesson somewhere here about not trying to cross railway bridges while a train is careering towards you. Who'd have thought it? Now, lastly, you might have heard of a certain infamous cruise ship called the Titanic. You probably haven't heard of one of its bravest passengers, though, Dick Williams. Dick was an American tennis player, and when he boarded the doomed vessel in April 1912 with his father, Charles, they had no idea what was about to befall them. When the ship hit the iceberg, both Dick and his dad stayed aboard as long as possible, helping everyone they could get to safety. Dick even freed a trapped passenger from their cabin by breaking down the door. Then, just before the ship went completely under, father and son both leaped off into the water. Heartbreakingly, Charles didn't make it. A huge funnel from the ship fell down on him as he jumped. Dick, however, managed to swim to a lifeboat and climbed aboard with some other survivors. But once in, he found himself knee-deep in ice-cold water with nothing to throw it out with. Using their bare hands would have been incredibly painful, and so, for hours, Dick and the other survivors sat shaking in the freezing water. Eventually, they were rescued, but the terrible cold had left Dick with severe frostbite in both his legs. Doctors were insistent that they needed to be amputated, but Dick wasn't going to just lie down and let that happen. Oh no. He refused the operation and instead forced himself to stand up every 2 hours and walk around to keep circulation in his legs, which would have been painful as all hell. Astonishingly, it worked. Dick made a full recovery and went on to forge a successful tennis career, winning a gold medal in the 1921 Olympics. Oh, and he also fought in the First World War, earning multiple service medals for his achievements. Yeah, Dick didn't just survive the impossible, he thrived off it. Well, that's just about all I've got time for. Which of those insane stories impressed you the most? You might want to check the previous episodes of this series. Thanks for listening.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.